Good evening. You're listening to WCVE Public Radio. I'm Peter Solomon. Quattro na Bassa, a Richmond-based bossa nova ensemble, has made an annual tradition of coming and playing at WCVE-FM studio in advance of their appearance every summer at the Guitar and Other Strings series at VCU. Last time they were at our studios, they mentioned that they were going to have a new CD release, and they said to look for it in October. Well, it's a few months late, but it was worth the wait. Quattro na Bassa has just released an album called Bassa Nasa, and tonight I'm talking with guitarist Kevin Harding from Quattro na Bassa about the new recording. Can you tell me about some of the selections on this album? I noticed that you started off with a classic Joe Beam number.
Exactly. You know, because the CD these days also has uses as a almost like a business card, I thought it would be nice to start off with a strong bossa nova number that people recognize to show that we know how to play that stuff, basically. Chega de saudade, a realidade que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza, melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. So yeah, it was interesting to program the record. There's a beautiful art song on there by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Luis Bonfa called A Correnteza, which is really pretty. There are a couple of straight up bosses and an old waltz, for example. One of the things I thought would be fun about this CD is to find ways to play some of these songs that reflect who we are, you know, that don't sound like we're imitating anybody, where you just hear us like you would on a gig. There's one song on here that was written by the great guitarist and singer, João Gilberto. He came to Rio from the Northeast, where he was born as a young man, and the start of his career happened when he went and introduced himself to Antonio Carlos Jobim, who was working at a record company as a producer and arranger. And he said, you know, hello, my name's João Gilberto, I've written a couple of songs and I'd like to play them for you. This was one of them, and it's called Oba La La, which doesn't mean anything. It's kind of nonsense. Uma canção. Hey, amor,
Oba La La. Chin, 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 chin. Tell me about Dori Caymmi, because you do a song, it's actually the next one on the album called, is it Doralice?
Ah, Doralice. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar e tolice é bobagem, ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Dori Caymmi, the great composer, also from the northeast of Brazil, from Salvador, who later moved to Rio, is one of the most successful of the composers in the style that bossa nova is based on, which was called in Brazil samba canção. And here we just say they're radio sambas. Todo mundo gosta de acarajé, todo mundo gosta de acarajé. Mas o trabalho que dá pra fazer é que é, mas o trabalho que dá pra fazer é que é. They were sambas paid for by the government that had national radio station with a national radio orchestra, staff composers, a lot of resources. And these were the popular sambas that Brazilians grew up with on the radio from the 30s into the 50s. And Dorival Caymmi is one of the most beloved and successful of these samba canção composers.
because people like João Gilberto grew up listening to that music and loving it on the radio, he, for example, recorded a lot of Dorival Caymmi's songs, but in this new bossa nova style.
Se eu bem lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão.
How important was João Gilberto ultimately?
João Gilberto represents the foundational stance for the performance of bossa nova. There are three players in the style: him, the composer and piano player and producer Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the poet Vinícius de Moraes. The lyrics were new. They elevated the status of women, for example, not something traditionally associated with sambas in Brazil. The compositions, both in terms of their melodies and chord changes, were new and modern. And then João Gilberto's way of playing them in that quiet, whispery, close-miked vocal style that he had, his really kind of radically new way of squeezing the guitar strings to imitate the rhythms of samba drums, those set the standard for what bossa nova was. And in Brazil and here in the United States, for a while, to play bossa nova was to imitate him, essentially.
And then this next one is not a Brazilian composer. I've heard of Kevin Harding.
That's one. It's called Samba para Keiichi. And Keiichi is the name of my wife. And we went to the beach one day. And after we came back, we had such a nice time. After we came back, that, you know, the ideas for the song started to roll around in my mind. And it's kind of a tribute to the great guitarist Luiz Bonfá, who's also important in bossa nova. Some of the initial ideas for the rhythmic phrasing in the song are related to some things that Bonfá did.
So Bonfá was the one that wrote Black Orpheus.
Exactly. And if anybody knows the film that helped put bossa nova on the map, the Black Orpheus movie from 1959, he's the guitar player on that movie and wrote some of those tunes and became very famous there.
Manhã, tão bonita manhã, de dia feliz que chegou.
I'm Peter Solomon. This is WCVE Public Radio. I'm speaking to guitarist Kevin Harding from the ensemble Quatro Navassa about their new CD release called Bossa Nossa. One of the tunes on the disc was written by a Brazilian pianist named João Donato.
João Donato is a piano player. He was very influential in the early bossa nova scene, playing in the restaurants and bars along the beach at Copacabana at the time when bossa nova started as a what they called an evening pianist, what we'd call like a cocktail piano player. Very gifted, interesting piano player. And this is one of his very famous tunes, which initially had another name. Later, the great Brazilian musician Gilberto Gil wrote lyrics for it, and they changed the name to Lugar Comum, which is basically about, it's about being together. Very simple tune, as many of João Donato's tunes are, but very affecting for all that.
Beira do mar, lugar comum, começo do caminhar pra beira de outro.
And now you mentioned the Jobim Bonfá composition.
Oh, that's A Correnteza. This is beautiful. This is a lovely song. It's not a bossa nova. It's more of kind of an art song.
A correnteza do rio vai levando aquela flor. O meu bem já está dormindo, zumbando do meu amor. Zumbando do meu amor. Na barranceira do rio, o engaste debruçou. E a fruta que era madura, a correnteza levou. A correnteza levou. A correnteza levou.
And it's a beautiful poem about a girl who's pining for her lover who's on the other side of a river out in the countryside in Brazil. And it's rained so much and the water's so high they can't get across to see each other. And she's dreaming of seeing him again.
Okay, and then the tune that follows was composed by your singer, Laura Ann, and local piano player from Biorritmo, Marlee Simmons.
Exactly. This is a nice little tune they had put together and even recorded. And when we did it, we sped it up a little bit. I added a new section into it to make room for a little guitar solo. So it's been rearranged somewhat, but it's essentially music by Marlise and lyrics from Laura Ann.
Can you tell me about the last tunes on the album?
Petalas Esquecidas is an old-style ballad, a waltz actually, written by a very famous woman composer from the slums of Rio, the favelas. And her name is Dona Ivone Lara. I was very fortunate to see her in performance in Rio a little over a year ago. She's in her 90s. And it was just a wonderful, moving experience. Anyway, this is one of her tunes. And it's about early love, young love, and loss.
Saltitam lindas borboletas cheias de esplendor, mostrando e admirando a sua beleza. E lindos arvoredos verdes.
The last tune is known to many Americans, O Morro Não Tem Vez. It often goes by the title Favela here, and it's Antonio Carlos Jobim tune.
O Morro Não Tem Vez, e o que ele fez já foi demais. Mas olhem bem vocês, quando terem vez ao morro, toda a cidade vai cantar.
The song title, O Morro Não Tem Vez, says that the people in the slums don't get a chance. They don't get their turn. So I thought it would be fun to play the tune as it was written and then write a samba line as poor people sing samba in Brazil and stick it on to the end of the tune. So it's sort of like the song says the poor people don't get a chance, and at the end of the song, they get their chance to sing.